This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for joining us for a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Follow the links at joy.org.au.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and welcome to your weekly dose of fun with Catching Up. It's Jamie, Brett, and Dolly, and we are here.
Hello.
Once again.
Hello there. Hello, darling. How are you?
Just for your entertainment and pleasure, folks, sit back, relax and enjoy. Well, tonight's theme is all about hot or not.
Oh, I think there might be a little bit of a song I could play.
No, don't worry about it now, darling. It's all over.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. This was so we could guess the theme.
Yes.
But I blew it.
You did, darling. I missed it completely.
Welcome back, girl.
What a good start, hey?
He's peaked too soon again.
Ooh, yeah. Hot or not.
Hot. Is this hot? Do you think this is hot?
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a spray to make myself last longer. What do you reckon?
Well,
so it's all about hot and not tonight,
hot
isn't it,
not,
guys?
Darling, hot or not tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a little hot song, wasn't it?
Hey, have we got a... We might even have a prize tonight.
Dun, 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 dun. We do have
can
a
you
prize.
Believe
We've got
it?
A hot little prize.
We've
yes.
actually got two prizes. Are you ready for this?
Are we ready?
Now, it is, of course, the very last of the vintage... What would you say, Dolly? Limited release.
Yes, yes. Dotty. I don't think any of them are being made ever again.
Hopefully not.
No.
It's the Dottie and Lottie mug.
Yes.
Now, for those of you that have tuned in to Catching Up regularly, you would have known of our two friends, Dottie and Lottie, a couple of country girls living up in Dallas with sometimes we'll pop in and say
that's
hi.
Sweet, huh?
But along with the mug this evening, we're also giving away a double pass to see The Bachelorette.
Oh my God, I've seen that. That is fantastic.
Is it
hilarious.
Straight. Is it straight?
It is a little bit. No, there's some gays in it. There are some gays in it.
Token gays.
Some token gays.
Flappy gays, aren't they, Brett?
Flappy. I love a flappy gay.
So anyway, on the night before an old friend's wedding, three frisky bridesmaids go searching for a little fun but find much more than they bargained for. With lovely Becky set to marry her handsome sweetheart, the remaining members of the high school click reunite for one last bachelorette and big night out.
Ooh,
so there you go. Now,
do we win it, Jamie?
If you would like to win it, what we're asking you is to let us know who you think is hot and why. Now, you do need to be in Melbourne for this prize, folks, just because you need to come by and collect the prizes at Joy. And what we need you to do is SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call. The lovely Jerry is waiting on reception this evening on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Oh my God, that is so fantastic. Now, Dolly, what is up? Before I play the first song, what is up on the show tonight? What's in a run through, darling?
Oh, well, we've got some hot songs, haven't we, darling?
Yes.
We've got a bit of Bananarama. We've got Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, some Philadelphia funk for you, sweetheart.
Oh.
We've got a little bit of Australiana, a bit of Real Life.
Yes.
And your favourite, Disco Tex and the Sexolettes.
Oh my God. But I want to start off with a song that we didn't get to cover off last week in the Countdown show.
Oh, well done on that, by the way, guys. Oh, I was listening from Vicky.
All the way from Bali.
I was listening.
Talk about that later.
This was number three in the charts 30 years ago.
Oh.
It's Bananarama. Shy Boy.
Shy Boy.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Welcome back. Ooh. Nice to have you all here with Dolly, Brett and Jamie.
Don't
we're talking
it make
hot
you
tonight.
Feel good, Dolly.
You're happy with a little bit of Bananarama.
Oh,
they were
gosh.
Hot. I remember them. I remember them.
They were.
I always thought they were hot.
Did you?
Goodness.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
That's because they were female.
I don't know. It was just something about them. I don't know about Venus. I wasn't really quite
Do you know what I think I loved
song.
About them? They what always had they? Really hot guys in the film clips.
Oh, they did,
that'll
didn't
help.
They?
Yeah, Venus.
That'll help.
Shy Guy.
I heard a rumour.
Oh, my God.
Too young to remember the bassoon.
I heard a rumour. You are, aren't you, Jamie?
Hey, but it's about Hot or Not tonight.
Yes, Dave.
And we've got our competition is, who do you think's hot?
Yes.
And why?
And why? Let us know.
Please.
You can SMS us on 0427JOY949. You can give the lovely Jerry on reception a call on 1300JOY949. Or, of course, send us an email on air at joy.org.au. I'd like to send out a very quick thank you to Melbourne. Actually,
oh,
thank because you,
today, well, today is the first day, and I know Dolly loves to talk about the weather.
So I thought, so this important,
now
it?
Listen, it was it hit a high of 32 today.
I thought it was higher.
Well, no. That's according to you know.
Yes.
Do you know what I love about 30 degrees and Melbourne?
Yes.
Everyone is out sunning themselves, running up and down, and smiling.
Yes. Well, that's the same in Germany, except they're naked. Because you can take your clothes off in the park there if it goes over 22.
Well, you went to the Paran pool, didn't you, darling? You were quite
surprised
taken
you didn't
with
take
that.
Off your clothes at the Paran pool.
Well, there wasn't much
Did
on.
Keep them on.
There wasn't much on anywhere down there. Let me tell you, there was some very good views.
Yes, were you hanging out at the Pansy Patch?
No, is there
Pansy
a Pansy
Patch?
There's the Pansy Patch.
I was in the medium lane. You haven't been and done any exercise for 8 months, and you're finally at the pool lap.
Yeah, yes. And not the slow lane.
We've all been there.
I did a good 30 minutes, and I'm proud. I'm proud of myself.
Good on
it's
you,
been
darling.
A long time coming.
So Melbourne did turn on a lovely spread for us. Thanks for talking about the weather.
Well, it's the first time I've been able to wear shorts out of the house in 8 months.
It's the first, yeah, can I say, it's the first time we've seen him in 2 weeks as well, Dolster.
I know.
You are looking more like Katuk tonight.
Oh, thank you, Brett.
I think I've milked that joke enough now, haven't I?
I think we're over Katuk. Like
Jolly darling, what have you been up to?
I've been catching up with kids as I do.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, and I caught up with a little three-year-old and we were talking about, you know, Ash's party, which was the event of the year.
Well, it was.
Because you boys came along, Ash and my seven-year-old party. Anyway, so I had the three-year-old Tessa over and we were talking about Ash's party. I said, well, next year it's going to be bigger. Mm. We're going to get a rocket.
Of course you are.
Right? And we're all going to go to the moon.
Oh.
And we were talking about
everybody
things.
Gets to go to the moon, Dolly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you guys are invited.
3 degrees,
to.
Bless
we're
them.
We're all talking
hey,
about
going
that
out to Pasco Vale.
Yeah,
south was a bit like going to the moon, wasn't it, really?
Thank you very much for that. Anyway,
right.
So we were talking about all the things that we should bring and maybe a couple more dishes because the dish ran away with the spoon, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, obviously things, you know, quickly got onto the things like poos and wees and the general state of kitty litter. However, Tessie, I was talking to her mother that night.
Tessie?
Yeah, Tessie, the three-year-old.
Oh, I love the name,
and,
Tess.
And I was talking to her mother that night, and her mum said, look, Tessa wants to speak to you. And popped her on, the three-year-old on.
Oh, yes.
And Tessa got on and she said, Dolly, I want to go to the moon.
Oh, bless.
She thought about that all day. And right before bed, she was off to the moon. She wanted a seat on the rocket.
She's probably heard about the shopping up there. It's pretty exclusive.
She said, Dolly, I
want to
go on the rocket.
Do you think that'd be some duty-free goods?
Yes. Moon rocks and things.
Moon rocks. Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
So you guys are on
space
board.
Space candy. Oh, love that poppin' space candy.
I'm leaving that one alone.
No, remember as a kid.
Space
did you not get space candy as a kid?
But other things go off in your mouth sometimes, Brett, so I was leaving it alone. All right, it's a family show.
This is the Benny Hill hour.
Catching up uncut.
Yes, it is a bit.
I tried to keep it clean with my little child.
Oh, no.
You boys are dragging it down into
the abyss. Well, you know I've been banging on about this Halloween party.
Yes.
Well, we finally went to it and it was. Hilarious. My partner Winners and Dora from Bewitched, and I've shown you the pictures. Yeah. They are on Facebook.
They are outstanding.
And he was outstanding. I went as the genie in the lamp, but we had some amazing people. We had the freak.
Oh, I saw that. That looked great.
A couple of jokers, a couple of cat women.
What did you go as again, Dave?
I went as the genie in the lamp.
The genie in the lamp.
Yes.
You weren't getting in and out of a lamp all night, though, were
no,
you?
No, I did have a few people rub my lamp.
Yes, a couple of little rubs.
But I did have it on my side, you see.
Did you give them three wishes when they rubbed your lamp, darling?
Well, maybe. Yes.
That was the after party.
Hey, look, I want to say a big congratulations to our delightful Dolly.
Who, darling?
Oh, yes.
Dolly
because
who?
She had her Joy lunchtime debut.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And you did a cracking job.
Feels like I haven't left the place, really.
I know.
Thank you, darling. That's nice, darling. I was, without my boys, I was sweating. But anyway, we got through
Didn't sound like you were sweating, darling. You sounded cool as a cucumber, didn't you? I listened for a little while there.
Until you turned off.
Yes. Until, when I remembered, I popped
in to say hello.
Yes, you did.
I did, so we could plug the show, of course.
Of course.
And talk about what's happening. And because we've got a big news is that we've got breakfast as well as our normal show next week.
Yes. And look, not many people get this gig, do they?
No, they don't.
It's a public holiday.
But we're doing breakfast in the morning, which will all be about Cup Special. Melbourne. And then at night, it'll be
Cup Day Recovery.
Race Day Recovery.
Race Day Recovery.
You coined that just a moment ago.
No one's asked me about my week.
How was your
week? Oh, yes. Well, we've got 30 seconds.
Well, of course, I went to Bali.
Yes.
With my beautiful boyfriend, which was, I had a lovely time. He got a bit sick, but that's okay. Bali, I still managed to shop through that zone. Mm. But I learned a bit of Indonesian, you'd be happy to know.
What'd you learn?
Oh, lovely.
This is how you say thank you in Indonesia. Mm. I have a tear in my car seat.
I have a tear in my car seat.
I have a tear in my car seat.
What's that, Tony?
That's what they say.
Is that thank you?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, yes. You say it quicker. I have a tear in my car seat.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Sam Sparrow, and you're listening to Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, hi. You're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Hi, I'm Sonia Krug from Channel 9, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Welcome back. We're talking hot or not. And Jamie, what's hot or not with you, sweetheart?
Well, I thought everyone would do the same things, you know, like fads and, you know, hot people and stuff. Oh, yes. So I thought I wanted to do something.
You mean us? We'd do the same thing.
Yeah. So I want to do something a bit off-centre tonight.
A bit different.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm going to do a little game with you guys, a little quiz.
Oh, I love a game.
So
shall I start the back music, darling?
Before,
yes, that'll give you a little hint
excited.
Towards what's happening there.
Rightio.
Does that sound like? It sounds slightly spacey.
I'm lost.
You're lost in space.
Again.
You are. And that's enough of that, I think, don't you?
Okay,
we can leave it on.
We can keep
leave it
on.
We'll talk over it.
Yes. Of course.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to tell. I'm going to ask you about a planet, and you're going to tell me whether it's hot there or whether it's not hot there.
Oh, okay.
So we're starting with Mercury. Anyone?
Not hot.
Cold.
Well, it's actually the closest planet to the sun, and it's got no atmosphere, and it's 465 degrees.
I was thinking of the Mercury and the little temperature.
Same. I didn't think of the planet.
No. In all fairness.
Can I have the music down a little bit?
Oh, sorry,
I can't
darling.
Do two things at once.
Do you know what? We'll just cut the music altogether.
Well, you're sort of both, you're both right. Actually, it does fall to minus 184 degrees as well.
That's cold.
That's what I thought. I thought there was, is it because it's one side is right next to the sun?
No.
And the,
it's because it's got no atmosphere, so heat goes in and comes out.
Oh, wow.
Sort of it's a gay planet that comes
and
goes.
Oh, you're full of it tonight, aren't you?
Okay, the next one is, of course, Venus, the planet of love. Hot or not?
Oh.
Hot.
Very hot.
Very hot.
Is it? Very hot.
Isn't it 273?
460 degrees. Thick atmosphere.
I tell you what, that'll be nice on a cold day in Melbourne, though, just for a nanosecond.
Just for a nanosecond.
Now, what do you think? Do you think the Earth is hot?
Oh, well, in comparison
to what?
This is
a tricky one. This is a tricky one.
See, I thought the average temperature of the planet was around 10 or 15 degrees.
You're close. It's 7.2 degrees is the average.
We're not winning the trivia at this stage, are we?
I know.
Well, I knew it was a tricky one.
By the way, still buy tickets for our table.
Yes. However, the highest temperature ever recorded on Earth was 70.7 degrees, and that was in Iran.
Wow.
And the coldest was minus 89 in Antarctica. Your toes would fall off there.
Jeez.
Now, a couple of others quickly. Mars. Do you think Mars is cold? Getting a bit further away.
Yes, Mars is cold.
Minus 140 degrees.
Oh, Dolster.
Oh, you'd need a scarf,
like a
beanie.
Bar, isn't
do you know
it's
what?
Cold.
I know Peter would get upset, but I'd wear an awful lot of sable if I had to go to Mars.
You do
bear
anyway, darling.
Sable. I know, but they normally throw things at me.
The next gorgeous planet I'm going to ask you about is Jupiter. Now, keep
we're
in mind
still
that
on
Jupiter.
The planets,
yes,
are we?
We've got a couple, just a couple left. Oh. There's no solid surface, and it's a gas giant, Brett.
Yes.
So, what do you think? Hot or not?
Oh, it's got the rings in it?
That's Saturn. Yes. Oh, we're not doing Saturn.
Gas, don't gases do something when they're
let
either
off,
heating
don't
or
they?
Cold?
Don't they let off,
You don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty Wikipedia's been stumped.
No, you know what? Hot.
No, minus 145
more
degrees. We're too far from the sun,
too far
sweetie.
From the sun.
However,
I don't care button.
No, there's not. Look, Dolly.
Oh, Dolly.
Bear with me for one moment.
All right.
However, at its core, Jupiter is 24,000 degrees and it's hotter than the sun.
You've given me a lovely ring from Bali. I'm holding on to that.
Yeah, right. Well, one last one.
Love, darling,
right. One last one. Mm-hmm. What's the atmosphere like on Uranus, Brett?
Oh, is this where it's leading?
Is it in the winter or the summer?
Boom chugga lugga lug.
Is it moist? Is it humid? What's it like?
Oh, let's not go.
Oh, come
there.
On. Come it's on. A planet.
Oh, keep it clean.
My no, it's minus 100. It's minus 224 degrees.
Oh, jeez.
Here you go.
Uranus.
You must have left it out overnight.
It's possible.
Was that your hot or not? Was
that hot or not?
Jeez. Do you know something hot or not?
You didn't know.
No, it was good. It was good.
It's learning.
Oh, I don't like learning. I'm a bit too stupid for that.
Joy 94.9.
We're having our own little private disco here. How are you having? What are you having at home,
You're
kids?
On Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with the delicious Dolly, the jump around Jamie, and Bad Boy Brett.
Lost in space, Jamie. He had the little disco light on then while we were playing that tune. What
can
you
I
think
say,
of that, tune,
that was awesome, that light. Hot, I love you for that.
Yes, I did a lot of awesome. Shopping in Bali. Hey guys, we've got a fantastic prize to give away tonight. We just need people to be a Joy member and be based in Melbourne so they can collect it.
Because we've actually had a few shout outs.
We have.
But no one's a Joy member. No, and we've got this
member.
Great prize to give
be
away.
A Joy member, have they?
They could always join, of course.
They could because the fabulous Jerry is on front desk. Mm-hmm. He's back from his Espanol travels.
Now, Tim says that Tony Abbott in his budgie smuggler's hot or not. Well, that's
not.
A big not.
That
there,
is such a not, Tim.
Thanks
not.
For thinking of us, Tim.
Yeah, thanks
for that
Tim.
Visual.
Hi, Brett and gang. Bruno Mars, hot at the moment.
Yeah,
I'd both say him and his music. Love the show, Nana.
I'd say thank you, Nana. That's Nana Turnbull, by the way.
Yes,
Nana. I think you're listening to the wrong show. If you want Bruno Mars,
I don't mind a bit of Bruno.
I'm wondering what Nana
not
thought
sure
of
who
the
it
last
is.
Song.
Do you not know Bruno Mars?
No, what's he in?
We'll do it after the show. It's too long.
We'll
do it after the show. We'll Google after the show.
Good on you, darling. So
another beautiful listener says Hugh Jackman is hot, butch enough for the X-Men and camp enough for the Tonys, but they haven't given us their name.
But we want, so what we want, we've got these two fabulous movie tickets to see The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette.
And we've got the very last Lottie and Dottie mug.
Exclusive limited edition.
Does anybody want that, Dave?
Well, if they don't, it comes free with a movie ticket. Come on,
you can have a little cup of coffee in it, can't you?
So please, it's handy. Who do you think's hot? 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call, 1300 Joy 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au.
It
Dolly.
Can't be any one of us.
No, it can't.
Well, it can be, but it's not. They're not going to win for that because it would be wrong.
Well, we don't like competing against each other.
Hey, dolls. We've got a couple. We've got a couple of goldfish at home.
Yes.
One's called Bill. One's called Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And they swim around their bowl. And today we've got the newest member of our family, which is a Siamese fighting fish. And I've called her Monica Lewinsky. And she just looks in from the other side of the glass.
Is she wearing a blue dress?
She is blue. And she's got a little... She's got a little white stain, and the looks coming from Hillary, you would not believe.
You
fighting
can't put,
fish.
And you can't put them in the same bowl because they will literally tear them apart.
Well, fighting's in their name. Yes.
Oh, really? So they're in different bowls facing each other?
Yes, it's sort of an evil little macabre setup I've got.
God,
you're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
You are on Catching Up.
Download Joy's free iPhone app, joy.org.au.
Hey, you're listening to Brett Scriver on Joy 94.9. It's Catching Up.
We haven't got any more, you see. I thought we started the...
We'll start at the top again. Leave it recording. Leave it recording.
Oh,
honestly,
God.
Leave it recording.
Can I say, this is champagne comedy at its best.
You reckon?
Just leave it recording.
Real people, real topics. Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Catching Up, your weekly dose of craziness with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. And we're crossing live now to the wonderfully, how would you put it, Dolly? Know-it-all. What's a good word? What's a good way of saying know-it-all?
The Brettypedia, Dolly.
Brettypedia. I actually saw that as a reference in a book this week. It said, reference Brettypedia. I thought he's expanded his operations overseas.
Oh, yes, yeah, very sweet.
Well, nice.
Very kind. Well, you know I'm a bit of a movie buff.
Yes.
So I thought... Five hot or not movies.
Ooh.
So are these films hot or not? Or are they so bad that they're not hot?
Well, we'll be the judge of that, won't we, Dolly?
So I'm going
to. So are they going to try to be hot? Do you think they want it to be hot?
I want to get your interpretation.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to play a little bit of clip from each one.
And we would have seen them all, I'm sure.
Well, I hope you have. Here's the first one.
One woman is about to get the chance.
All right, everybody, when the microphone comes, I want you to do something special.
Now, who could have that been
I like
with that
the music.
Note?
It was a girl singing.
Yes.
Was it the show Chuny Girl Chuny?
I'll give you a Clint. I'll give you a hint. Oh, I was very close then. Oh. I didn't mean to.
You
sorry.
A Clint Eastwood.
A yes. Clint Eastwood. Yes. I'll give you a hint. Hint, a Clint Eastwood. Thank you. I'm doing a little bit of East End Cockney. She had an album called Music Box.
Oh, wow.
No, still no warmer for me. Though,
nickname Mariah Carey.
Oh, it's the Mariah Carey movie called
Glitter.
Glitter, of course.
So,
what a shame I didn't see that.
So this centres about, it's an American romantic music drama featuring her, and it centres on the life and times of a struggling singer from the early club music scene in the 1980s. What's right with this film? Absolutely nothing.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Why?
Because my partner wanted to see it.
Why?
And we sat through it and I was getting so upset. It is such a hodgepodge of music cliches and bad acting.
But it's supposed to be all about her.
But it's all about her, right? Oh. What I love about it, it's so bad. Even the continuity is rubbish. She sings a song. Remember the Robert Palmer song, I Didn't Mean to Turn You On?
No.
Anyway, she sings it 2 years in the timeline of the film. She sings it 2 years prior to him having it a hit.
Oh, it's respectful.
Yeah. One of the critics says, Carey seems most concerned about keeping her lips tightly sealed like a kid with braces. And when she tries to show emotion, any emotion, she just looks like she's lost her car keys.
That's so good emotion, though.
Would we say not?
Not.
No, definitely not. She was just there because she's got a decent booty. That's all.
Oh, and the voice.
I reckon she would have paid to get that film done.
Probably.
Who else would have produced that garbage? Yeah.
Let's go to number four.
Rightio.
Have a guess.
So what are you going to Vegas for? You going to win?
I'm going to dance.
There's a spot open in the chorus line. I think you should try out.
I got an audition.
Oh, I know it.
Okay, so.
Top Gun.
Okay, so the clue here is Vegas and dancing.
Yep. And it's not that what happens in Vegas stays in. What's
no,
that one?
It was done in 1995.
Show something?
Showgirls.
Oh.
Never saw it.
Okay.
Never
saw it either. So
I saw Top Gun, though.
This is a film about a girl who goes to Vegas and climbs the seedy, the sleazy side from stripper to showgirl.
Cher in there?
She could have been. But she turned that down.
Sure, bitch. This is not just your average tits and feathers show of a ballet girl show. In fact, if it was, it would have been great.
That's right. That's where it went wrong.
This is the absolute pits. Gratuitous sex and nudity.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Oh, it is getting out there.
It has been. It's been ranked as one of the worst films ever made.
So not. But it tried to be hot.
It tried to be hot. I think it's not.
Like B-grade porn or something.
Absolutely. Like let's go on to number
that
three.
What Sonia was saying about fluffy or something. What was that about?
Fluffer. I think, I think that's about
maybe
the porn industry.
Yeah.
Let's go on to number three.
Rightio.
Let's see if you can guess this one. I've got one of the probably, I think it's the tune from the film.
If I could put my skates on. I'll put my skates on!
She's up, she's dancing.
Okay, I think Dolly got this. What is this film, Dolly? Do you know it?
I just put my skates on. I just took them back off again. I nearly fell over.
Any guesses?
Xanadu.
That's the one. So it's about a girl coming from the sky and falling in love all around a nightclub.
She didn't have a scarecrow in that, did she? I feel like there's a scarecrow.
No, you're thinking of The Wiz.
That's over the
No, there's a scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, but... Was there some freaky sort of Tin Man type character or something?
Was there Betty Pedia?
Strange.
No.
Was it just Olivia Newton-John and a set of rollerblades and some
pretty much
laser lights?
Sure, Betty Pedia?
Look, the film isn't that great, but the soundtrack is. The
soundtrack's great.
Soundtrack album was number 2 in the UK, number 4 in the US. It includes Magic, Xanadu, All Over the World, I'm Alive, Suddenly, Olivia Newton-John, and not forgetting ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes, in collaboration with ELO, wasn't it, darling?
So not too bad on that one. Hot or not, guys?
Not.
Xanadu, not. Okay.
Xanadu's hot.
You think hot? Yeah. I actually think the music is hot.
The music is hot. The movie was not.
No.
Olivia Newton-John, anything Olivia Newton-John does is hot.
Yeah. Hot.
My book.
Right,
all right. So, number 2. This is a bit harder, guys.
It seems like any ordinary day. It isn't.
This is Top Gun, I think.
Extraordinary reason.
Okay, that is really cryptic.
What is it, Jamie?
I know this one.
What is it?
What is it, Jamie?
Independence Day.
Independence Day. Well done. You've read your run-through sheet. Excellent.
No, I just knew it.
So, science fiction disaster film about the alien invasion of Earth. But why was it so crap? It was so crap because it cost... it didn't cost very much to make.
Well, it did have Willie in it. He's hot.
It had a great cast.
He's hot.
But it was just cardboard cutout, stereotypical characters. You didn't really want to cheer for them.
Oh, and when he's talking to that Shrek movie thing, well, wasn't it? Oh, that was...
I love a good movie when there's a bit of trauma porn in the world ends, though. Yeah. I love that.
It's okay.
Keeps me entertained. Yeah. I love it.
Do you know
it.
How much money Independence Day made at the box office?
$2.
Mm.
$816 million.
It made.
That's a bit low,
made.
Isn't it?
It's
a bit low.
No. It was one of the highest grossing films until...
Titanic came
Till
along.
Titanic
Did
came
that
along.
Make a billion?
Yes, that yes, cracked over a billion.
Yes, yep. Crack a billion. Well, the there ship would have cost a bit to build,
okay.
Wouldn't it?
Did now, it, last, sweetheart? Number one, hot or not film.
Hot yes. or not.
Now, Jamie, you've seen this. This is one of my all-time favourite films.
Are you in my head, Brett? How do you know if I've seen it?
Because you told me about it. I'll tell you in a minute.
In L.A.
L.A.
Where is that?
We're getting crushed.
Nada.
It's a no-talent town.
Don't put it down.
Oh, yeah?
Rich and Susan.
Bitch and Susan.
Got my share.
Of what?
Of the bread.
Cool head.
So we go.
So go.
I've got a Wolf Creek.
Oh, my God. It is the classic cult Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Yes, it is. Come with the gentle people.
Now, you've talked about the Valley of the Dolls, so this is Beyond the Valley.
This was originally supposed to be the sequel.
Oh.
And then Jacqueline Suzanne saw it and went, do not put my name next to this big pile of blank.
Right.
It is a Russ Meyers film. It is camp. Mm. It has hippies. It has people taking illegal substances.
It's got the gays.
It's got mad.
The dolls, the little dolls.
Yes.
The
Hollywood parties. It's so loud and outrageous. That's why it's hot.
It's an awesome movie, and it's actually about a band that goes off to make it in LA, and they encounter all this sort of scene that LA has to offer, and it's a bit scary for them.
And one of the highlights of this, like Xanadu, the soundtrack is phenomenal.
Huh?
It is really, it's that late 60s, early 70s rock, all rock chicks.
All girl group. Mm.
So it's pretty cool.
It's very sort of fancy.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Hey guys, have we got any quick shout outs?
No, can I just say I'm a bit disappointed you haven't put Resident Evil in there.
No.
Or Top Gun, actually.
I went and saw Resident Evil the other night with the 3D glasses. With the 3D glasses.
Things just come into focus for you when you put those on. Those
they do, actually. I could actually see for once. It's fantastic. It's got the hotties in it. Miller. It's got Miller in
Have
it.
We got any quick shout-outs before the next song, boys and girls?
Rats about that.
One very quick shout-out from the lovely...
I was talking to myself.
Yeah, all right. Dolly.
Oh, tell you what. What are we giving away now?
Could Shannon please let us know if she's like this at home?
What are we
going
to do with Dolly tonight?
I'm just a bit bored, that's all.
Yes.
The lovely Hikaru.
Yes, lovely Hikaru.
From The Fall Catastrophe, a Saturday night 9 p.m. Joy show. Fantastic. Has said that they love our funk. They love our funk. And also that Mariah Carey's version of I Didn't Mean to Turn You On is the best.
It is. Actually, it's not a bad song. It's not a bad song.
Oh, is that Jerry there? Hello, Jerry. Jerry from the
podcast? Yeah, there was a message that came through Jerry.
I'm under.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Time to catch up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly on Joy 94.9.
Hello there. I'm funny lady Judith Lucy. Support Joy 94.9 or else get r***ed.
Oh,
lover. Judith.
Love a bit of Jude.
She's got a new one. I like that.
You're on the Fantabulous Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie. And tonight we're talking about what's hot and what's not. And we would love for you to let us know. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. We're asking you what's hot or what's not. And you have the chance. You've got about 15 minutes to win this fantastic double pass.
Oh, my God.
To
it's
see
such a great
the
film,
Bachelorette.
Jamie.
So get in.
It's hilarious.
You've got to be a Joy member and you've got to be based in Melbourne. We are now crossing live to Dolly.
Am I over here?
To find out.
Can you see me?
What's hot and what's not.
Am I over here?
Take it away, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
What is
it?
Oh, right. Here we go. Finally.
Oh, my God. 18 weeks on the radio. And
finally,
this is
what
you've done.
Can squeeze a word in.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe that, just quietly, that you think Venus is hot. But you don't think Resident Evil is?
I'm not sure what it is.
You are still banging on. You just got to let this one go, doll.
Put your skates back on, doll.
That's true. We haven't. The gays don't like that.
Now, have you ever thought that I'm asking either or?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll start with you, Jamie.
Yes.
Have you ever thought you're hot?
I was hot from 27 to 31 and then it went away again. I only had it for about 3 years.
Did
three and a half. Yep.
Did you tell?
Yep. Then my hair fell out.
So no longer hot?
No, I'm average now.
Bali, you weren't hot?
Oh, it's hot over there.
I think you're a bit, yeah, you would
Did
be.
You think I'm, you were hot to the, you know, the traffic?
I'm hot in certain parts of the world, yes.
Which parts, Danny?
Well, I'm tall in Indonesia and Scotland.
Right.
So I guess I'm...
and Scotland!
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's 3 foot in Scotland.
Oh, lordy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. And what about you, Brett?
I think some days, I know, you know when you've got... Yeah, like you bought a new
your
top
mojo.
And you go, yeah, all right, yeah. You're looking good. You've got your new
right.
sunglasses yeah. on and a yeah. new jacket.
Yeah. Technically, yeah. that's called loving yourself, Brett, but that's yeah. fine. Well, that's good. You've got to do that.
You know, like when you have those days, you think, yeah, I'm looking hot today.
Yeah.
Then the next day you go, oh, my God, who is that old,
who's that
tired
old
thing in the mirror?
Maybe,
who is she?
Maybe when you were rubbing yourself when you were being the genie.
Yes, well.
At your little party.
No, because that's quite good because I had makeup on then, so that hides.
It's good not to rub it then,
isn't
it?
You did look
it?
Good that night.
Yes, I did. Thank
I
you.
Thought I was hot in about 1962.
Oh, 66. Sorry, 62.
1962.
Yes.
When I had black... plastic dress, I think it was.
You would have been in a onesie in 62, wouldn't you, Dale? You would have
what
been
do you mean a onesie,
like
darling?
Like a onesie, a baby suit. You'd have been a baby.
Yeah, a little baby, darling, a little baby duck.
Tiny.
Yes.
And the little black plastic had silver clips
oh,
down
right.
the middle of it, darling, down right. the middle of my skeleton.
So it was a cat
skeleton.
Suit. It was a cat suit for a baby, really?
Kind of like that, yeah. anyway. So I walked into a club.
Mm. Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I thought I was looking pretty hot. And in my little black plastic dress.
Yes.
Mm. And the ex-girlfriend.
Can I just say quickly, were you boiling in the black plastic yeah. dress?
But that's just the whole point of it. If you're hot, you're hot. Oh, it doesn't okay. matter.
You're hot, you're dripping.
Have I already stolen the punchline, Jamie?
No, you know. But the thing is, in Brisbane, like your thighs kind of get a bit hot. Yeah, yeah,
get a bit of chafing.
Nice.
Do you
it's
have
a
to wear,
chafing together,
did you have a little bit of the chafing cream? And,
yeah.
It's a powder, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a powder.
No, you just got to deal with it, all right?
Okay, all right.
Anyway, so all I was walking into this club, thought I was looking hot, and the ex-girlfriend walked past. So yeah. I said to her, haven't you died yet, Tracy?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
we've heard
no.
about it. You were talking about, you were banging on about
then,
Tracy yesterday.
I know. But I'm just talking about being hot.
But I thought all lesbians were best friends with her ex-lovers.
No, God, no. Anyway, she then came back to the club and pushed me into a room, beat the hell out of me, and ruined my dress.
Oh.
So I just wasn't hot
oh,
anymore.
Oh, my God. Did she really hit you?
Yeah, like it was 10 of them. She came back with a gang.
Oh,
and
my
I got my
God, that's
head
terrible.
Oh, no, it was a little bit violent.
She might have actually saved your life
completely
by getting some air into
dress.
That suit, you know?
Maybe
oh, my God, I'm actually...
Dress.
Oh, Donny, that's awful.
You're rough, Brett.
Oh, whatever, darling, I'm over.
They're rough
doesn't
as.
Matter. You're tough.
Queensland and the lesbian.
Tough. Anyway, I was...
Whoever knew that Queens from Perth was so sophisticated?
Well.
It's yeah, fine well.
Right,
yeah.
I'm going to talk about hot chicks now.
All right.
And I don't know if you boys will know about them.
Probably not.
Yeah, I've got 1 minute. Thanks for that. Rachel Shelley.
No, you don't know her, do you?
Mrs. Peabody.
Nah.
Jodie Foster.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot, she's a legend.
Hot.
You still think she's
hot? She's hot.
Classy. I think she's hotter now she's dumped that old scrubber of a girlfriend.
I think she's just classy through and through. You never hear about trash about Jodie Foster.
No, you don't.
You never hear
That's
it.
Very true,
she keeps
Jamie.
It to herself.
She's good. She does
very
keep it
true.
In. Jane Lynch.
I should know who that is. And
from
I think
Glee.
She's, yeah. Oh, no, I don't like it then.
Are you not big on Glee?
Jane Lynch? No.
No.
Meryl Streep.
Hot.
You're hot, Cancerian, beautiful.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Missy Higgins?
Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot little girl. Hot
yeah,
little
totally.
Girl. Eva Green.
Hot. No, she was from Bond.
Ah.
She was a Bond girl
she
from...
She galore.
No, she
which,
was from Casino...
Bond girl was
from
she?
Casino Royale. Casino Royale.
Ah. And she also played a lesbian boarding school mistress.
That's why she likes her.
The only roles for lesbians, aren't isn't it? Really?
Can't quite...
So, teacher... Or garage
or
attendant.
Or none.
None,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. good. Yeah, that's not stereotype.
Angelina Jolie, she's still hot?
Nah.
Oh, that
I'm
Angelina. Don't
hair.
I can't.
Oh,
cut sticker.
As far as I'm concerned, she's
hair
always...
with the United Nations of Benetton children.
She's always been, ugh. She was always been and will always be a home wrecker.
Yes, she's a home wrecker.
She's a home wrecking whore.
Well done. Hats off
I
to
can't
you.
Believe.
Darling, have we just got one or two more?
No, I've just got Jessica Lange.
Hot.
Yes.
Hot.
That's all I've
that's
got.
That's got. Oh. Do you know what I think's hot?
Who's hot, darling?
It's got to be discotheques.
Oh.
And the Sexolettes. Now, this is from 1974.
Discotheques.
Enjoy.
Sexolettes.
Joy 94.9.
Get dancing.
You're on Joy 94.9, you're on Catching Up, and we are now joined by, is it hot or not for this one?
Oh, Mitch is hot.
He's hot, isn't he? Mitchie's a hottie.
He's going to be on the hot trivia team.
Oh,
too.
You guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll probably lay by it for 5 years and then it'll be really hot.
Oh, come on.
You know.
So what's happening on Sci-Fi and Scream tonight, mate?
Tonight it is celebrating Halloween, which is tomorrow night, spooky. Which is really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky.
I like the little applause in the background.
Just for you, too.
Just for you.
A little dance-off. Then
usually in my show it's all screaming, running, Martians.
Are you talking about Halloween's tonight?
What and that's just in about? The studio.
Yeah, we have some interviews. We have the director who directed Wolf Creek.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, just thinking about that one.
Yeah. You are psycho,
was just
Dolly.
Reviewing that one before.
Yeah, he's a bit psycho.
Yes. I hope it was a good review because we're talking
oh,
about
it. Oh, yeah, he loved it.
You just came in close second
and of course,
to Top Gun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. So lots of fun things joining us after the show tonight on mm-hmm. Sci-Fi and Scream.
Always.
Guys, do we have a winner?
We do, Brett. We do. We're gonna
who's going
to
win?
We're going to give the double movie pass and the very exclusive limited edition mug of Dottie yes. and Lolly to the lovely Hikaru.
Now, can Hikaru. I say, with Hikaru, he is now
oh, you've said it properly,
a permanent resident. He's become a permanent resident today of Australia.
So. He's celebrating, Australia. So congratulations
so he's celebrating,
on both counts.
So you
counts.
Want to say congratulations.
Being an Australian means you're a winner, and that just proves it.
Now, would you believe we've run out of time again
oh,
for our Hot or Not show?
Thank God for that.
What are we doing next week, guys?
Guys, we will be back Tuesday morning,
so
Cup Day for... Cup Day
Drinky
Breakfast.
Winkies.
We've got Cup Day Breakfast next Tuesday.
We're pouring the champagne rosé at breakfast time. Sweaty
yes.
And
I can't wait to see Jamie and Dolly at 6:30 in the morning.
Rosé bolognese, sweet.
I'm just going to stay on another time zone from yep. the week before,
oh,
I think.
And then we're back on the Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
A little nap in the afternoon.
Little
back
nana.
For mm. Cup Race Day Recovery.
Mm.
Race Day Recovery.
You going to join us?
You know it.
So you're going to be here too, you poor darling. Oh, you're not going to be a pretty looker. You
very, very quickly.
So
anyway. What's our theme next week? Will be Cup Day.
It's
then.
All
cup
about racing. It's all about
horses.
Cups.
It's all about
and
the horses.
Cups. We've got a couple of quick
and
messages to play, and then we'll be back for our final song. Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan, and you're listening to Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
It's bye-bye from me now. I'm going now. Bye-bye,
I know.
Darling.
It's
bye-bye, sweetheart.
It's time to say goodbye, isn't it, guys?
It always goes so fast. Goodbye from Jamie,
Thank
and thanks
so
for
much.
Your company, folks. It was lovely.
And we'll see you Tuesday morning.
The last song we're playing tonight is somebody's baby,
Jackson Brown.
Brown. This was number 7 in the US charts in 82.
It's hot.
Mm, we're going to see you for 2 times next week, guys.
Bye-bye now, darling.
Have a great week.
Nipples to the wind.
Nipples to the wind.
To the wind.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to the podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you've enjoyed the show, you can tune in for more fun regularly on a Tuesday night between 9 and 10 p.m. or follow the links at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.